That is some truth right there from House Fires. Victor 91.5, Risenstein and Ray Haynes. All of Ray's teachings this morning are posted at the Victory Facebook page. And if you don't do the Facebook thing, go to blog.victory915.com. Now, we do want to take an opportunity to say thank you to so many who have given this morning and have said, yeah, this is my radio station, and it's my radio station because of stuff like this. Not only do I get Risenstein, but every once in a while, there's something that we can't get
better.
There's something better. And it's a critical time in our ministry.
Yeah.
The beginning of fall is always a critical time because summer's usually down with giving, and then there's the fall break, and
that's back to school.
That encompasses all counties at different times. Mm-hmm. So all of our listening audience here in North Georgia is off for some time period at this juncture. Yeah. So with people coming back to work, back to school, now would be a great time to consider giving to Victory 91.5.
Because, you know, people just tend not to give when they're not thinking about it. They forget. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried, then sometimes you don't give. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the pipeline problem with gas and all, a lot of people went, ugh! And, you know, a lot of times when we can be prepared, we don't have to be fearful. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't give or you didn't send in your gift, because a good number of people didn't this particular month, so do it.
Mm-hmm. Please. 770-781-9150, or you can go to victory915.com. It's very easy to do that. And you get to participate in all the things that we do here in North Georgia and around the world, whether it's feeding people who are hungry, clothing people who don't have clothing, caring for people who are hurting.
You know, and I do want to add, we didn't pause this morning specifically to pray for those that don't know Jesus and to lift up those hurting, but also to know we are praying for little Jacob, the young boy that was
shot
during the South Carolina shooting. Yep. So please know we are praying for him.
Yep. We have been praying for him.
Yeah, and his family.
And as you call in, believe it or not, somebody's here 24/7, and a lot of hours, somebody's on the phone praying for someone. Mm-hmm. So if you have a need, we love to pray for you.
We do.
And we'll pray with you.
Part 7.
All right, we've been looking at sevens. Now, trying to give you a view of what's coming up in the year ahead. Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year. It is Sunday night, just a few days away. But we are in the days of creation. This is third day of creation, 5,777 years ago. You see all those sevens. How significant is seven? Can we judge maybe what's coming this year based on what year it is? Mm-hmm. Is Hebrew so different that you can do that? Yeah, actually it is.
Yeah.
So in the book of Revelation, seven is a central figure. Think about this. Jesus revealed himself to John walking in the midst of seven candlesticks holding seven stars and dictates a letter to seven churches.
Wow.
Seven, slightly important there.
Okay.
The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, seven lampstands of the seven churches. So hear this for this year. Jesus is going to walk in our midst in the coming year in a very new dimension, calling us to be those lively stones builded together with other believers.
This is living stones.
Living stones. Where have we heard that?
Wow.
This is a big time for that. Just be really mindful that when these last few segments we're going to do here is a lot of talking about what Jesus is going to do this year. Because of what we can see just based on what, prophetically speaking, from the numbers. So, other appearances of seven in Revelation, there are seven spirits of God called the sevenfold spirit in Revelation there. There's seven torches of fire, seven seals, seven angels in their trumpets, seven last plagues, seven golden bowls, seven thunders, seven horns and eyes, seven diadems, and seven kings.
Mm. All right.
Seven, yes, it's a significant time when you're talking. And the book of Revelation is the revealing of Jesus. That's what that word means. So if seven in Hebrew, the pictograph is a sword, 77 is a double-edged sword, then 777 is God with the sword. That's important. Revelation 1:16, I'm just going to show you four quick verses. In Revelation 1, Revelation 2, Revelation and 2 from Revelation 19. In his right hand he held seven stars. Coming out of his mouth was a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. Repent, therefore, otherwise I'll come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Mm. All right? Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. And a few verses later in Revelation 19, the rest were killed with the sword coming out of his mouth of the rider on the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves on their flesh. So when the year 777 came up, and you look, Google that, you're going to see a lot of people going, ah, because of those verses.
Mm-hmm.
So we understand that that has a lot of significance
right.
for this year. Now, as to are we talking Revelation 1 and 2 or Revelation 19, I would say probably 1 and 2 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
6 is the number of man.
Mm-hmm.
When we yield to the grace of God, the number 5, and the word of God, 77, we shift from 5776 to 5777 by putting Christ in a new and fuller dimension, all right? 5777 may not be the end of the world, but rather a going forth of the word in power that we've just not seen yet.
Mm.
It could be revival like we've not seen, evangelism with signs and wonders. If you look at Isaiah 55, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making a bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, mm-hmm. so is my word, remember the sword there, that goes out from my mouth. Now, we already know in Revelation what that's all talking about.
Sure.
That's your 5777 right there. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. So let me interrupt that just to say, we see a lot of times where we say, why is it just not being fulfilled right now? Why is my prayer not being answered?
Right.
All right. Sometimes it's the season. It's the time. Mm-hmm. So you've just stepped into, we're about to step into that season. All right. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper, and instead of the briars, the myrtle will grow. There will be war this year, too, so the missiles will also grow.
Mm-hmm.
This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. So he's saying that there's going to come a time and a season on the earth when these things are going to happen. I believe you're about to see the beginning of that season.
Hmm.
And that's break number 7.
It's all at the Victory Facebook page and at blog.victory915.com. You'll not only have today's teachings with Ray, but you'll also have all of his teachings from the last couple of years. Now, every teaching, even though it's Rosh Hashanah this year, and there was a Rosh Hashanah teaching last year, it's completely
different
yeah. because God is doing completely different things. And if you want to support Victory 91.5, it's a great day to do that. 770-781-9150 or give online at victory915.com. Hey, we'd like to welcome Pyle.